Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre. They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast.
Gotta casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace, and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
And find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
r/ is a hilarious podcast where Dabney Bailey uses ridiculous voices and emotions to read aloud the week's craziest Reddit posts.
He reenacts various Reddit threads covering wild stories and secrets, petty revenge, relationships, and much more.
So if you're looking for a daily distraction and a laugh, check out r/ wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of mega. A comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he f*** but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I... Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
Okay,
best
never mind.
Best I ever had. Best I ever had.
Well, our award series is continuing here.
Yep.
We're now, we've done ass-offs. Now we're into ass-ons.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get you golden dumpsters of the year before the end of 2023.
This is the cold open? This can't be the cold open.
Why not? What do you want to banter about?
Because that's the open.
Oh, I stole your bit?
Yeah, because I got a whole thing that I read out.
It's not cold enough for you?
You don't go off the dome?
No, not at all.
And the whole thing that you read out, you mean every episode of CT5 that we've ever done?
Do.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Let's make it a cold open then.
So we're still in the cold open?
Yes, because he hasn't played the music yet. We have to wait until he plays the music.
What do we want to talk about? Let's talk about something.
You know how we're in the cold open? Because...
we'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
To answer your question, Zach.
Fucking yes, thing sucks.
There's more? To answer your question, Zach, yes, I do it off the dome, but today I decided to type it up because it's a lot.
It's gotten
a lot. It's a lot. Because I keep having to read the whole thing, so it's like just a lot of shit.
Yeah, you keep having to. Me and Zach are both making you do it.
Well, I mean, it's consistency, right?
That's what I would call this podcast.
It's like a daisy chain.
Yeah.
It's like a daisy chain of Amin's intro.
Yeah.
This idea is just straight up bad. That algorithm is busted. It's among the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Top five, easily.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Start talking out.
I'm gonna.
Welcome to CT5.
I'm just gonna stare at the CT5 artwork.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Love it. It's so good.
We might have to do a CT5 of
the art.
Faces on the artwork. Shout out to Mark Ordner for doing that for us. He came up with all those on his own, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't tell him which ones to put.
Mm.
The only one I told him to add was Armand Asafte.
Really?
Yeah. Because we had just done the episode, I think, so.
No. That makes sense. What's your favorite thing on this? Maybe this should have been the cold open. what's your favorite thing on the CT5?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I did just say that we could do a CT5 where we come up with our favorite things on the CT5 art. Right. But
okay,
I'll
leave it alone then.
Let me look.
Yep.
I do really enjoy Ryan Reynolds' dad from Green Lantern at the very end there.
That's great. That's really great.
Because he's the most random dude up there for sure.
It's Banderas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's Ed. With Apollo Creed's glove right next to him.
Oh, there he is. I didn't even see Ed. Who's there?
Everyone's here, man.
I mean, Moose.
Moose in the middle. Yeah.
Kathy Bates behind him.
Yep.
In the background.
The drawing of the baby that Jeep caught.
Yep. You've also got...
Steve Gettenberg.
A man in this fucking disguise.
I like how it looks like Bane,
John Boyd,
Amy both have a flower in their mouth together.
It's the panther?
John Boyd, the panther next to him. Stallone with the hat from Drinkenstein. Fuck, what a great piece of artwork.
In the far left?
Bottom, yeah.
That's Ryan Reynolds' dad from Green Lantern.
That's Hal Jordan. That's Hal Jordan's dad.
Right before he explodes.
Looks like a kid. Is that Jerry West up there?
That's Cuck O'Leary.
Oh, that's Cuck O'Leary. Okay. Looks like Jerry West.
Reminder that CT5 death, that was your third, number three death. Al Jordan's dead, Zach.
Goddamn right. Probably should have been higher.
Welcome to Cinephobe Top 5. Another hugest boner-inducing episode.
Now I'm just watching him read.
Of CT5. What's up?
Now I'm just watching you read.
Okay. This is the exercise of extreme narcissism where we go back through cinephobe canon and lore to identify our top five selections for a variety of categories.
I'm hyping
you. Okay, all right. Fast categories have included worst dancers, vehicles, Jobs, like Maze picking the pimp robot photographer from Cobra. Weapons, names, best 0% movies, worst 0% movies. Deaths, I swear to God, like Zach picking Hal Jordan's dad exploding in the jet in Green Lantern. Worst picks, hats, Louis Pinnock accent awards, unofficial awards, taglines, best songs, Dangerous Nights, Cruise, Animals, and Twins. And now we're ending the year with the best of 2023. Last week was ass off. This week we have ass on. And we not only pick our top fives, but we also have our two outside looking ins or OLIs. The order for this week will be me, followed by Maze, followed by Zach. And Maze, you said something before Zach came on earlier, which was...
which is going to be a month and a half later also.
Yes. This is a crowded field.
This was a lot harder for me than ass offs. So I don't know about you, Zach.
So easy. You kidding me?
Really? It wasn't... So well, ass offs was more competitive than ass ons to you?
Well, I made two lists for ass off because I had all time.
That's right. And you did kind of have to do it live.
Yes.
They might say.
Yeah.
On the spot. So all you were right, clear guys. That this was just for 2023 this time?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Even though you don't like that.
I don't like it, but I will, you know, I'm an honest podcaster. I'm about as great a teammate as you can dream up. I will follow in line.
I don't like it, says Zach. All right, I'll start with the outside looking in. The second position goes to... and I'll admit I adjusted something. Last week last time on Ass Offs, I went strictly off of Ass Off winners. And following Zach's lead, I said, you know what? I'm going to open it up to Ass On performances. And so this person did not win Ass On, but it's Ass On in my heart. Jenna Connell as Kim from the Bye Bye Man.
Kim, so
The girl gets hit by the
girl
train?
That leads the seance?
The psychic, yes. And the note I have here is she's so ass on. Also, all of a sudden, she says she's haunted. Who's haunted? All she's been haunted by is Dick.
Well done. Switching over the soundboard.
Damn, five dudes? Oh my God, five dicks? Damn!
Top five dicks. I would say the standee that gets hit by the train in the Bye Bye Man is pretty fucking ass on.
No.
But the Bye Bye, I like how Zach said she was ass on, like someone was good in the Bye Bye Man.
That's good stuff. I just thought she was medium, you know?
My OLI narrowly edging out his co-star that someone on this podcast has an affinity for. It's Jack the Deuce Cooper, Matt LeBlanc, and Ed.
No, OLI?
OLI.
Spoiler alert, he's going to come back.
Oh, he'll be back.
In this episode. Holy shit, OLI.
I think the main reason he cracked this list is because he thought that this was going to be his big break. He's done a year or two of Friends at this point. His agent says, I got a hot script for you, Matt.
He was in something Italian before that.
Now, is that a movie or just a restaurant? What is something Italian?
That was, I think, a movie he did, a little independent movie.
It's true. Oh. And yes, and he finally throws the curveball in the championship game of A-ball?
At best, it's A-ball.
After having a 6 ERA and gets called up to the Dodgers immediately. That's what he thought would happen to his career.
To be fair, he throws 116 miles an hour.
That is true.
Yeah.
No accuracy, though.
OLI. You know how hard it is to be ass on when you're playing yourself? It's Lynn Swann in Waterboy.
Man, yeah, I thought about... I couldn't decide which one of those guys I wanted to give ass on to, left that out, but...
Lynn, all you had to do was do the shit that you do every Saturday anyway. You just giving a report.
Yeah, that's all you had to do. Just be Lynn Swann. Couldn't do it.
Do you think he was ass on in the 90s doing sideline reporting too?
Well, now I have to go back and look.
Yeah, we got to crunch the tape.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Maybe our standards have changed with time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First, outside looking in. Ronnie 2K and Jason Tatum in a 2K commercial for Hard Rain during Hard Rain.
What?
What?
Yeah, Hard Rain, I watched it on Tubi, and there were commercial breaks. During the commercial breaks, there was a commercial for 2K that had Ronnie 2K and Jason Tatum in it, and they were both incredibly ass-on.
Do you mention that in the episode?
I do. These no these chance. Are these notes are straight.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember that at all.
No. Well, go back and listen to Hard Rain.
I will. Free downloads.
All right. That is certainly an interesting pick. My next OLI is also not in a movie. It's Zach Harper solving racism. The toy, carbon copy.
Well, wasn't allowed to.
And Andrew.
Wasn't allowed to.
You had a lot of moments in 2023 there, Zach.
Just wait till 2024.
Still couldn't crack your top five, though.
Wait, no, it's not here yet. What is it?
It's this not here yet.
It yeah. was about 20 minutes ago.
No, that's now it's like 4 weeks from now.
You'll be in Japan by the end of the episode.
My other OLI, it's shocking she's this low, but Cressida Boner from the Bye Bye Man, who I didn't even believe that she wanted to get like banged out by everybody that wasn't her boyfriend. I didn't even believe that. She's terrible.
That she wanted to or didn't want to?
That she wanted to. There's not a thing she does in that movie that I believe.
And I don't know.
Just OLI.
Number five. The Game as Grill in Street Kings.
Yeah. Didn't make specifically. But yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I thought about him.
The scene where Keanu beats him up with a phone book.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I said Game is so ass on with his ow, ow, ow every time he gets hit. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the trivia let us know that he told the director and told Keanu, get this prop out of here. Use a real phone book with me.
Mm-hmm.
Got hit once with it, cried like a bitch, and they switched back to the prop.
Yep.
Yeah, he's making his cereal with malt liquor.
That's
and
right,
I like how you said the scene. He's only in one scene.
Isn't there a prison scene? Or
they go and tear. Oh, he does make a phone call from prison. That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
That's right. All right. My number five. A little bit of a trend here of people thinking that it was going to be their big break. A spotlight opened up. Someone decided not to return for a sequel.
Spotlight Ventures?
Someone else Black stepped Black. In. Long time Hollywood Nepo baby saw his opportunity to shine and he did not. It's Jason Patrick as Alex Shaw in Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
Could have had a career. Could have had a career. Maybe as a bit character actor, fifth on the call sheet. He was second on the call sheet. He had no chemistry with Sandra Bullock.
Mm-mm.
He was terrible in the action scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sucks. Root for him. I wanted him to die. That's not good.
He's a Nepo baby. Who's his dad?
I forget, but he's like running around. Like he was in The Lost Boys because of his connections. I think his dad is a producer. Let me look this up.
Hmm.
But he's running around with young Kiefer Sutherland.
He's Jackie Gleason's grandson.
Oh, wow.
Jackie Gleason's grandson. Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty.
From the toy.
Big Nepo.
Creepy defender.
He's also he's also the eldest son and middle child of Academy Award nominated actor and Pulitzer Prize winning playwright Jason Miller.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all know.
We all know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Got a flip.
I know he is. But Zach doesn't know. So.
It's going to be a really funny callback 6 months from now or whatever the fuck that movie comes in.
Zach, right. Number five.
It's specifically this line that locks it up pretty early for him. But when he says, that can't be, every month I give him hundreds of dollars of my money and he pays you rent. It's Alan Covert, Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, Sandler's been trying to give this dude a career forever, and he is so fucking terrible in everything.
I do like him expositioning how rent works.
Yeah.
That's good. Super important.
Number four. My note is literally, I don't care if she's ass on. It's Jessica Simpson in Dukes of Hazzard.
Wow.
God.
Didn't care. Just, you know what? So, you can be as ass on as you want.
So is she number four because she was so ass on, or? Yeah, hydrate.
Thank you.
Hydrate yourself.
Boner Patrol.
Now that's Pop-Off vodka, right?
Pop-Off. Yo, shout out to Pop-Off, man.
Pop-Off talk.
That's a throwback. Pop-Off.
All right, my number four, she's already been mentioned. It's Croissant Boner. Christina Bonus.
Wow.
As Sasha in the Bye Bye Man.
So bad.
So bad.
Didn't make my list.
What?
That's impressive, man. I mean, she was...
Bye Bye Man.
She was really, really terrible in a movie full of terrible people. And we never talked about this during the episode, mm-mm, but probably the main reason that she is at all famous is because she dated Prince Harry from 2012 to 2014.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
My number four, thankfully, I know we waited a little while for Maze to get... just to get a pick in that I'm not going to spoil. But it also gave us time to get a pick in that I wanted. It's Abuela Mija from Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Dude.
This old ass looking child is so fucking bad in that movie. I haven't listened to the episode yet. Well, no, I guess I have because it happened a few days ago, but holy shit, she was terrible in a movie, in a Paul Blart movie. She shines through as the worst. Abuela Mija.
She didn't make the list. She's on the cutting room floor, but literally I have her listed as just the name alone.
That's one of the greatest
fucking names we've come up with. That's kudos.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think More or Less Chestnut is one of the funniest names from that episode. Yeah. And we're not talking about that at all just because of the shining star that is Maya Blart.
Always Blart. Oh, shit. All right. Number three. Who had, Maze, you had Matt LeBlanc and Ed? Mm-hmm. He won ass on.
He did.
For the episode.
Yeah.
But there was someone in that episode who we declared to be one of the most ass on performances in the history of cinephobe.
Yeah.
And we typically give an allowance for non-actors.
Mm-hmm.
But man, Tommy Lasorda, where is Ed?
As himself.
The chimp. As himself.
He's so bad.
Send him straight to the big leagues. Pay him whatever he wants.
Tommy Lasorda.
I've seen enough. This monkey motivated him to strike one dude out.
Why didn't Ed get signed?
He didn't play for Tommy.
He was hurt. He wasn't playing in the game.
That's why Tommy came, though.
He was hurt.
Wait, Ed,
he was cold.
Sitting it out?
He was sold.
He was sold and cold.
And then OD'd on Nutty Nanners. All right. My number three. Kind of in the same vein as Tommy Lasorda and Lynn Swan, but neither of those guys had a starring role. And neither of those guys were asked to carry a movie. And neither of those guys were given a sidekick that was Dane Cook. It's Dennis Rodman, D-Rod, as Simon in Simon Says.
Come on, man.
Now, I'm a big D-Rod fan, but that movie was an abomination. Him sliding down.
That wasn't his fault.
That big pole with his eyes squinting. Shooting a gun all willy-nilly.
Who knows where that
come
gun
on,
was
man.
Shooting?
Yeah.
What about when he goes, well, what do we have here? Or Interpol doesn't pay us to fly.
He wasn't even believable in the kinky sex scene because that wasn't nearly kinky enough for Dennis Rodman sex.
Zach.
Number three. I'm going to try to channel the pain of seeing my stripper ex-girlfriend get shot through a peephole.
No!
It's Stephen Baldwin. Got a fled.
Oh, shit. Check the chat.
Damn, man.
Because that's my number two, folks. Ah,
say no two, bro. What?
The picture is... Baze, when I was talking about not being able to find shit, this is what I was trying to find.
Oh, God, he's so fucking bad in this movie. Is he
winking?
Bad.
What's going on with his eye?
Did he get punched in the eye and then he yelled no? Is it an allergy attack?
And that's impressive because my man, young Frank Reynolds with the hairpiece henchman, was not exactly ass off either.
No,
so.
No, but Zach, he stole the scene.
Do you remember Stephen Baldwin's character's name in Fled?
No. God, no. I mean, Fleddy McJohnson? I don't know. What is
Luke Dodge?
Dodge.
Oh my
Get
God.
It? Dodge, Fled. Like,
so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I do remember that the only levels.
You filed that movie.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I did. Guys, it was fun. Why do you guys not like fun? You guys don't like fun movies.
I don't like fun?
No, oh, you don't.
Go to Palm Springs.
You phobed this movie. Did you say Cumnick?
He's got a Fled to Palm Springs.
Oh shit! I thought it was an invite. I was like, "What?"
Right before you turn the car on, Zach, I want you to look at Boogie and say, "We got a Fled.
We got a Fled." I do that every time we get in the car. Got a Fled to get coffee.
Yeah, he didn't make my list. He is an OLI.
Really?
Wow. I really thought about. Wow. I gave Jason Patrick his spot. It was between Jason Patrick and Stephen Baldwin, and I went with Jason Patrick. But I feel like that's the same type of thing. They had a shot at a big movie and they did not land it. My number two, she's a villain. She's evil. She has no chemistry with anyone. She's got a confusing accent that I don't really understand. It's Sweet Saffron Burroughs as Dr. Susan McAllister from Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. Tough to keep off my list, but yeah. Ass on Burroughs.
Is she the villain? Oh, yeah. It's all her fault.
Yeah. They rewrote the movie to kill her at the end.
Because people hated her.
The test audience hated her so
much. And they loved
LL
Cool J so much that he survived.
Right call.
I mean, it makes sense.
For the right call. This is where I switch up my list. Before, it's just just ass-ons, like bad performances.
Right.
Now at number two, it becomes my favorite ass-ons. I still don't really remember us giving this to this person for the movie because I thought she was phenomenal. But it's Pam Anderson, Barb Wire.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, she was awful.
I feel dehydrated just mentioning her. Like,
she was awful.
No. What are you talking about? She was an angel.
No.
What are you talking about?
Angels.
Oh my God.
Angels.
She's the best, man. What a great movie. What a great performance. How did she get ass on?
When you say
that's insane.
Your favorite ass ons, are you talking about the ones that are on her chest?
There's a scene
Zach's
where it's gone. Her.
Yeah. Zach's brain just flooded.
It's still daytime, guys.
Couple more hours.
I got to get to Palm Springs before Sunday.
There's a scene with her and her brother where they're just, it's like fucking ass on Vietnam.
Well, he was terrible.
That helicopter scene in the parking lot behind the Target.
So good. All right, Amin, what's your number one?
All right, we get to number one. And as you guys know, like I said at the beginning, I'm not being bound by who won ass on in these movies, right? I'm just going by some memorable ass on performances. And sometimes someone who's very ass off in a movie can have moments of extreme ass on. Sometimes those moments come back to back, right? Like literally one moment they're ass on, next moment they're ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And one such moment happened sending you guys in the chat. Look at this photograph. Every time
I do it makes me laugh. Don't you fucking dare.
Oh! Ed the Chimpanzee.
From what movie?
From the movie Ed. Specifically, when he wakes up and he's rubbing his eyes.
He's so ass on
waking up. But then when he sees Matt LeBlanc pitching,
that's when he gets really excited.
That's in the jitter. And then he turns ass off. But him waking up,
that's classic ass off waking up in a movie. Get out of here.
It's a hack.
So this moment, in between other moments that you're saying your ass off, is your number one ass on.
My number one ass on moment.
Is that because you're fond of this ass on performance?
You know what he's doing.
Is this a targeted tactical nuke?
He's trying to fuck with me because I've, in the past when it's been good stuff, I've been putting Ed wherever I can.
You mean how Ed has been top two? Well, actually, no, he's fourth in Dangerous Nights.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's moved his way up.
Fourth in Dangerous Nights. Second in Animals. First in Twins.
Move him up to first in Dangerous Nights.
First in Ass Off.
Move him up to first.
In which one? Animals?
Dangerous Nights.
You're
moving Antonio Banderas down.
I'm moving everybody down who's above him.
Wow. Really?
The thing on Twitter right now where everyone's like, Lightning McQueen had 7 piston cups or whatever. And you guys know this? Are you familiar with this phenomenon?
I don't know if they're arguing
or just being funny, but they're trying to make it like doing the LeBron Jordan argument for Lightning McQueen and like some other character from Cars, and they're listing out all the accomplishments. He's got 7 piston cups and da 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 da. That's exactly what Zach has done for Ed. Like, his CT5 resume is out of this world.
His resume is out of this world.
Ed wears a hat, right? You got to get him on your hats list. You got to get him in your names list, Ed. Straight to the point. All right. Number one is a foregone conclusion. This is the only reason that we're doing it this week and not first. There's a certain character who used his advanced brain, used 650 years of knowledge
to defeat
an army of medieval knights.
Well, he must have like invented the gun or a bomb or something to take them down. Yeah, he's got 650 years of knowledge.
Submachine guns with laser sights on them.
Unfortunately, you can't fax a weapon to the past.
The grenade got faxed.
Well, you saw how that went. It didn't work out too hard.
Yeah, that's true.
But one man, one bro from the beaches of San Diego had the wherewithal, had the gall to take out Lord Oliver's Achilles and ACLs with a swift slide tackle. That's dumb old Paul Walker as Chris Johnson in the movie timeline.
I just want to point out to everybody that Maze literally froze this episode a week to make sure the timeline came out.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Chill.
Yeah, I mean, it's an all-time performance for Paul Walker. All-time performance.
What about my dad?
My dad.
Look, I don't know anything about all this science stuff, but where's my dad, though?
Where's my dad? Check this out, right?
Keep those beers cold for me, all right?
He hands her a half-drunk beer.
Oh, shit. All right.
Well, also, while doing this list, I came across, again, the picture of the professor being... Okay. This shit is looking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, Billy Connolly.
Sir Billy Connolly, one of Scotland's finest.
Does he make your ass offs for 2023, you mean?
I don't think he did.
You guys didn't want to give him ass off. Insane.
He's so insane. Sweaty, too. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, he's been coming this whole time. I mean, a lot of jacking.
Zach, what's your number one?
So, mentioned earlier, right? Matt LeBlanc, Ed is not the pick. Don't push that button yet. There is one moment in which I didn't believe this. Unbelievable, unrivaled thespian. It's when Ed is driving. It's Ed driving the truck. Number one. Ass on. Only time I didn't believe him.
The trail. This betrayal.
He snaps the gear shifter off.
Just fucking yanks it like it's a goddamn like slot machine in Vegas.
Meatloaf going nuts on the keys. That meme that Snacky Tuna sent us of like, all right, we need a song for a chimpanzee driving a car. You know, something chill, laid back. Cut to Meatloaf playing a flaming piano on the beach.
Oh, fuck, man. I love that fucking chimpanzee so much. Oh, I'm going to sad to see him go.
All because I picked it because you mentioned it in passing and I thought you meant at TV. Wow.
That's right. We really threw a mean off in his pick process with that one. Oh, my
God, yeah.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
All right, guys, it's time for the cutting room floor. These are all the ones that did not make the list, but we still want to give them some shout outs. I'm going to just run through really quickly the ones that you guys have already mentioned. Abuela Mija. And my note was, and there's our ass on award with this little speech with her young old ass. We've got dumb old Walker. What if my dad is in there? What if my ass is on here? We got Dennis Rodman, as Simon says. We've got, where is it? Pam Anderson as barbed wire. If one more person calls me babe. And... yep, there it is. So I'm going to, of the ones that haven't been named, Doug Ray Scott as Stuart St. John, specifically.
Yeah. Oh, that's taken three.
When he's talking about how the deals were so great with the Russians. And he's like,
when he's so happy. Sees Liam Neeson driving onto the tarmac in his Porsche.
Incredible. No.
Yeah, I had Ed. Pam Anderson and Stephen Baldwin.
Ed?
Yep. I thought about it, but then I just threw you on there instead because you're more ass on than Ed. You fraud. Kind of a dick move. Then I had Jack Noseworthy as Mr. Justin in Event Horizon, especially when his eyes are bleeding and he's crying in the airlock.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Wasn't there a scene where he's like on like a gurney?
Yes.
And he's... I had a vague memory, but I couldn't remember it well enough for me to put on the list.
The fuck's this dude's name? Jan Gruffudd or whatever, whoever.
Yeah, Jan Gruffudd, the Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That dude is fucking terrible. Doing the
explosion with his hands.
But the girl in the red dress next to him realizes that's the fingers I want.
Mr. Wetwork himself. Yes. His career went straight into the toilet where it stayed wet.
Just specifically when he's crying, Arsenio Hall.
You also got to
give Charlie Murphy a shout out for that movie.
Ass on for Arsenio for trying not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad Paul Blart came out because Steve Wynn didn't say a word and wrote to his ass.
Weekend at Steve Wynn's.
Mm-hmm. So ass on.
This guy goes in the Stephen Baldwin, Jason Patrick category. It's Dylan Walsh as Dr. Peter Elliott, the gorilla fucker.
Oh my God. He was so horny.
Only pretty.
Yeah,
only
we should have thought so.
Good gorilla.
Willie Nelson, Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh. He had a tight 15 every time he talked.
Oh my God.
Just doing tossing Molotov cocktails and doing stand up.
Oh my God.
I got a co-conspirators here. I wanted to give it to one and the other, but they kind of come as a pair. It's Jen and Bob from Assassins. My note was he's ass on with the pillow hitting. You want to slam doors, huh?
You want to get stupid?
We got to give a shout out to Adam Hirschman as Glenn from Accepted, really tried to make happen for all of us.
Yeah.
His career did not take off.
Jim Carrey.
Did we mention the accent that Chris Rock did in You Don't Mess With a Zohan as the taxi driver?
The Ding Dong Diddley accent?
I had the note and I was like, what did he say? What did he do? And I couldn't remember. I didn't have the note that it was an accent is what he was doing.
Such a short scene, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, was Adam Hirschman the first Next Jim Carrey? Was that when we started doing the, well, obviously the one from How High Is, but I mean, was he when we started making that an award?
That actually kind of sounds right.
You remind me of a very young Jim Carrey.
Alrighty then. What the hell are you talking about?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Who are you talking to? Somebody stop me!
Yeah, I think...
Let's give a shout out to the miners from the ice road. When the mine collapses.
With an E.
Thank you. Yeah. I got concerned there for a second.
Should I say diggers instead? Is that better?
Whoa!
Oh, jeez.
I can't pick this episode.
I've got...
What, Zach?
I can't pick this episode to try to solve racism, so don't. You got to be careful.
Don't make me move you up my list.
We heard Matt LeBlanc. We had Ed driving.
Don't do it.
We had Ed waking up. But on the cutting room floor, actually the first thing from Ed that I had listed was the cow from Ed. With the very ass on moo.
Absolutely.
That's not a real cow moo, which is actually the easiest sound to get.
Mm-hmm.
They could have just sent someone on a day trip to like fucking Bakersfield. They could have got a moo and came back same day.
Yep.
I got excited because I scrolled up a little too high on the spreadsheet here and I was like, oh yeah, him. And then it's like, oh no, it's 2022. It's Harry Styles. Yeah. It's Jack. Oh, don't worry, darling.
Look at him go.
Look at the boy dance.
Look at the boy dance.
Doesn't he make you believe?
It feels a little, I don't know if this is okay to do at this point. I don't know if enough time has passed, but Matthew Perry, Almost Heroes.
I thought that's what Amin was about to do, but no, you decided to step up and do it.
Well, I just, look.
Thanks, Zach.
He's a piece of shit.
I didn't kill him.
That's what you are.
Like, is that...
out of context xenophobe. You know what to do.
Yeah, out of context, xenophobe, you got to include a lot of spaces in that pause. There's a fucking moment of silence.
My last one that I have to mention, Tessa Thompson. Jesus.
Oh, she was so ass on.
So bad in MIB International.
Yeah.
Oh, not FCG?
What? I haven't seen that.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Couldn't tell you.
Mm. My last one is Sean Wayans as Ashtray in Don't Be a Menace, specifically... when he meets his father and his dad tells him, you got to do some chores around here.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean goes, chores? And he's so ass on when he says that. Also, the scene where he goes to see Loke Dog and Loke Dog shoots through the door. Sean is acting scared. Mm. He's like, yeah, those are the two ass on scenes.
But ass off when he comes.
Talk dirty to me. I'm coming. And his eye flicker.
His eyes, yeah.
My ass on nominees from FCG. Janet Jackson, Double Vodka Straight, and Chuck Taylor. Those are a couple top five names for you guys in an episode that will never happen. But I have never 20 happened. Pages of notes on it in case you were wondering, Zach.
It's tough.
Tough. It's 20, to go 20 pages.
We're all trying to find the person who did this.
Yeah. Got a fled.
Well, that's going to do it for us here at CT5. Remember, mm-hmm. patreon.com/countthedings. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're getting access to all those special edition episodes that we have. Is this the last CT5 of 2023, or do we have another one?
Got Golden Dumpsters coming up December 11th. Also, check out the next Rewatchington, which will be Action Jackson on December 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. All right. Outro music.
Probably should hit that a little earlier, but it's okay.
We can just sit here and listen to it.
There it is.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.
Did you guys hear that this song is in the new Spider-Man game?
Is it? I played the new Spider-Man game.
It's in a specific location, but I've had multiple people tweet at me that the Cinephobe original theme music is now in Spider-Man 2, the video game.
We'll sue. We'll make billions.
And I got really excited because I thought it was Lookout for Number 1.
Oh, God, I wish.
But it's not. It's the original one.